Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book. Having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com is his website where his twice weekly cyber column is found, and I encourage you to go there and subscribe to that. I promise you, you'll be smarter when you do. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Rich is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. Rich, a couple of other things that I talked about recently that I want to get your thoughts on. As everybody knows, I think by now, it seems that a foreign force, maybe a state, we don't know where the origin was, but it seems to be blamed on North Korea, hacked and then threatened a corporation on U.S. soil, and threatened customers of that company and their partners with physical harm if they did certain things. That's one unprecedented thing that happened in December. And number two, the even though I consider that to be a national security thing, the corporation responded, or their partners responded to that force, that outside force, in a way that we would have expected the federal government to do. And so my belief is that this year the federal government will stop both of those things from happening. They'll require corporations to have standards that will comply with national security, standards, and they'll prevent any company from responding on their own without the government. What do you think?
Well, as to point one, they've been working on that for a while. The federal government has. There are privacy issues. I mean, it gets complicated in a hurry for the federal government to take command of or demand certain things, but the companies have a economic reason to protect themselves, and as our listeners know, I mean, you don't have to be a very big company to have somebody poking around to see if they can.
But Rich, but Sony had a horrible security. Their security, I mean, is was so bad. Apparently, you and I could have hacked into them, Rich, and that's bad. That's real bad. You and I can barely turn on a modem. I mean, and so my point is that I believe the government's going to say, President Obama's administration is going to say, okay, guys, we can't let this happen again.
Well,
makes us look bad.
They are saying that. I think they are. I remember back in the olden days, the Walkman days. That's something that current people don't even know or talk about. But the Sony had a tagline that said Sony period, no baloney period.
Yeah.
And I wrote a column and I titled it Sony period, all baloney period, for that exact reason, because their systems were so awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's right. I think the government will step up their requirements. And there'll be civil penalties, but I think beyond that, I think that if I worked for Sony, and my Social Security number was now in the wild, and my birth date and my salary stuff and all that, I'd be lined up to sue them as well. So I think this has got a long way to go before it's over.
Are you as I don't even know what the word is to use to talk about my feelings about a foreign government being able to threaten American citizens on our soil. I mean, obviously, they weren't. Nobody thinks they would have been able to pull off blowing up the theaters or whatever they want to do. But who knows? I mean, that's an unprecedented thing to happen. That's new, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, that's no different than having than sending armed soldiers to an American airport and threatening people not to get on an airplane. I mean, there's no difference in what they did.
That's exactly right.
You know, and our measured response, well, two things I think, is one, we shut off North Korea's access to the internet, all 1,000 people that have it, for a while. And number two is that we've applied these sanctions, and the sanctions, as I think most of our listeners know, have to do with American banks not allowing certain individuals and kind right. companies from the sanctioned mm-hmm. company to be able to use the world monetary.
And the irony is, China may be at the middle in the middle of both of those things, because China is obviously North Carolina is the client state of China. North Korea does very little without China knowing about it.
Oh, I thought you said North Carolina.
I didn't mean to say that if I did. But but the thing is the but also the backbone into North Korea for the internet goes through China. So the U.S. couldn't have shut that off without China knowing about it.
No, I think that's right. And another thing, if you know anybody that has been to China or is planning to go to China, everybody knows that you have to rent a clean cell phone and leave yours at home, because the assumption is that as soon as you get there, there's some little China guy that's sitting there stripping every bit of information out of your iPad, and you say so you can't take it with you.
Okay, I want to change it up quickly and talk about Cuba. What do you think about what President? I've only got about a minute. What do you think about what the President is doing with Cuba?
Well, I think it's the right policy. I mean, it's been 50 years. And nothing's going to change there. I just think that we made a crappy deal. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think what should have been at the center of the deal was to change the way the government, the Cuban government, deals with its people. And it doesn't appear that anything happened there. And the other part of it is, and I know we got to go, is that I think that there is some secret codicil that has to do with giving Guantanamo back.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we've given them their spies, but according to Mary Anastasia O'Grady from the Wall Street Journal, they haven't released the 53 political prisoners.
No, and they won't. I mean, that's
so that's the bad deal you're talking about.
It was a really bad deal. Yeah.
Well, doesn't this remind you of Carter's deal in 30-something years ago, 34 years ago, and we wound up with 3,000 Marioletto criminals. Remember that?
When we opened the gates and we opened our borders and they opened their jails.
We opened our borders to Cuba during the Carter administration, folks, and he included 3,000 of his worst criminals that came to America and created problems.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.